Emails and text messages sent by public employees are a matter of public record. That means you have the right to see them. But for years now, state lawmakers have claimed they were exempt from the state's public records law. Today, a Thurston County Superior Court judge said that's not true. In September, several news outlets filed a lawsuit against the legislature, including the Northwest News Network, of which KUOW is a member. Our Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins told me what happened today.
Well, the judge in the case ruled that emails, text messages, and calendars, those types of records that lawmakers have, are subject to disclosure under the state's very robust Public Records Act. He also said that lawmakers had violated the Public Records Act by not turning those records over to reporters like me who have requested records many times over the last year or so. And he said the chief clerk of the House and the secretary of the Senate had not violated the Public Records Act by not turning over a different set of records, because there's actually statute law that talks about records that are disclosable from those two chambers and their administrative offices.
So it sounds like a pretty clear, definitive ruling. And you know, Austin, this may come as a surprise for some of us that for years, public servants known as lawmakers have claimed that these public records laws do not apply to them. What was their argument?
Well, their argument was that the Public Records Act had been amended, or at least they had amended law to exempt themselves. They point to changes in the law in 1995 and then in the mid-2000s. The judge looked at this, wasn't convinced, but the defendants in this case, the state legislators and their attorneys, are not giving up. I mean, they've made it clear that they plan to appeal. It's very likely this case would go to the state Supreme Court. Their attorney today was saying that he still feels that they have the argument on their side despite this court ruling.
So you mentioned emails and calendar entries. Can you just explain it for us a little bit? These kinds of records that you and other reporters did not have access to, why did that matter to you in your reporting?
Well, there were a couple of examples. One was that we were trying to find, even before the Me Too movement, we were trying to find out about instances of sexual harassment in the legislature. Were there allegations? Were there complaints? Had action been taken against any lawmakers because of misconduct? I was working with Joe Sullivan of the Seattle Times earlier last year trying to find out about the behind-the-scenes debate over how to fully fund education. We requested records relating to who these legislative leaders were meeting with from the education lobby and other interested parties. And at every turn, those requests were denied. We were turned down. We were told those records are not disclosable. We don't need to turn them over to you. Now, if I had made requests for similar records from a city council member, a county council member, elected officials sort of up and down the ladder, they would have been compelled to turn the records over. But the legislature has said, nope, we're exempt.
How is this going to impact the kind of reporting you and your colleagues are going to be doing in the future?
Assuming we get to a day where we can obtain records from the legislature, it will in many ways be like pulling back the curtain. We know that there is a lot of money, there is a lot of influence, and a lot of decisions that get made behind closed doors. What you see on the floor and in the committee rooms is a small percentage of what really goes on here and how this place really works. And in terms of accountability, in terms of understanding what's happening behind the scenes and understanding who's influencing your state legislator, access to their records at times could be essential to being able to tell that story and understand what's happening.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins.